People often say, have a good day. But if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
It will be Mount Holmes basketball to start the second quarter as they lead Paragould 8-7. Mount Holmes took the lead back after a couple of free throws from Kate Gilbert with 1 second left in that previous period. Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. She gets into Martin, and we are back underway. Martin dribbles between the circles and sets up the offense. Martin heads over to the left side, throws up top to Gilbert. Now she is going towards the lane, kicks out to Foreman, who's dribbling into the paint for the reverse layup. No good. And looks like a foul's going to be called on the rebound against Grace Foreman. As Foreman's second personal foul, team foul number two here in the first half against the Lady Bombers. Addison Yates is going to check back in for Mountain Home as Foreman will take a seat with her second foul. We are 18 seconds into this second period. 1 point Mountain Home lead. Brent Guard into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles over to the right side, throws up top to Taylor Beasley. She'll take the screen from Zoe Beasley, dribbles towards the left elbow, kicks up top to Dupuy. Dupuy dribbles to the right side, and now she's called for the travel. Fourth turnover against Paragould, two against Mountain Home so far in this contest. 7:22 left. Dupuy over on the right wing now goes to Brent Guard. Up top now to Taylor Beasley. Had the ball knocked away, but she keeps possession. Now Beasley will throw it to Zoe Beasley. A dangerous pass and is knocked away down in the left corner and finally picked up by Mountain Home. Another steal by the Lady Bombers. And back comes Mountain Home. Kate Gilbert going into lane, finds Penn there under the basket. Her layup no good, but she draws contact and will head to the free throw line with 6 minutes left of the first half. Alex Brandgard picks up her first personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Bombers, against Lady Rams, excuse me. First free throw for Penn, up, no good. Blythe Benefield and Kalissa Hollis are checking back in, replacing Kelsey Dupuy and Katie Powell. Second free throw for Penn, rolls around and goes in. She gets one of two, and Mount Holmes' lead is up to two now, 9-7 our score. 6 minutes left of the half. Here is Brent Guard into the front court for the Lady Rams. She dribbles on the right side. Now she's heading down in towards the low block. Kicks out to Benefield in the left corner. Her pass across the lane was stolen by Kyra Penn, and back comes Mountain Home after Paragould commits their seventh turnover. Here's Husky into the with the ball on the left wing. She dribbles up to the top. Over to Martin on the right wing. Martin dribbling into the lane. Now she's going to draw a blocking foul against Kalissa Hollis. That is Hollis's. Nope, they're going to get. I'm sorry, they're going to get Brent Guard with that foul. That is her second personal foul. Team foul number three against Paragould here in the first half. Yates will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Penn at the right elbow. Her jumper is up, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Zoe Beasley. 5:20 left of the half. It is a 2-point Mountain Home lead, 9-7 our score. Brent Guard into the front court for Paragould. Throws over to Zoe Beasley at the right elbow. Over now to Brent Guard at the left wing. Up top now it goes to Benefield. Benefield dribbles towards the right side, throws up top to Hollis, finds Zoe Beasley in the paint. Her layup no good, and the rebound is controlled by the Lady Bombers. Back comes Kate Gilbert quickly into the front court. Has ball at the top. Now dribbles towards the right elbow, throws up to Penn at the free throw line. Her jumper will not go. And the rebound comes to Blythe Benefield. 4:45 left in the first half. And now Paragould is going to call timeout. So we will break with 4:44 left of the first half. It is Mountain Home leading Paragould 9-7. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Well, Perigold taking their first time out of the game with 4:44 left to the first half. Mountain Home leading 9-7. Taylor Beasley will inbound the ball on the far sideline. She gets into Benefield, and we are back underway. Full court man-to-man for Mountain Home. Benefield being guarded by Husky. Brent Guard still has it. Now she throws over to Taylor Beasley on the right side. Now top to Hollis. Gives over to Benefield on the left wing. Down to Zoe Beasley on the low block. Has the ball knocked away from her for a moment, but keeps possession of it. Brengard has it now. Throws over to Benefield. Down to Zoe Beasley in the paint. Her layup, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Controlled by Mountain Home. Back on the Lady Bombers. Husky quickly into the front court for Mountain Home. Throws it to Gilbert in the right corner. Back to Husky. Now kicks it back out to Gilbert. Up top now to Penn. Now Gilbert has it between the circles. A little over 4 minutes left in the first half. Mountain Home with the ball up two. Gilbert throws up top to Penn. Over on the left side to Husky. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Peyton Husky with her first 3 points of the day. 12-7, Mountain Home leading it with 3:49 left of the half. Brengard walking the ball across the timeline for the Lady Rams. Mountain Home up five. She finds Benefield over on the right side. Now up top to Hollis. Over to Brengard on the left wing. Finds Zoe Beasley on the low block, and it's going in for the layup. No good. Offensive rebound for Hollis. She can't get the foul to go, and this time a foul's going to be called on the rebound. It's going to be an over-the-back foul against Taylor Beasley. Zoe Beasley, that is her first personal foul. Team foul number four against the Lady Rams. Katie Powell and Kelsey Dupuy checking into the game for Perigold as Zoe Beasley and Alex Brengard will take a seat. 3:20 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home gets the ball back, leading 12-7. Husky into the front court for the Lady Bombers, throws over to Martin on the right side. Tried to give down to Penn. On the low block, she couldn't handle the pass. It may have been a little bit wide. The ball goes out of bounds, and that will be Mountain Home's fourth turnover of the day. Perigold gets it back with a little over 3 minutes left, trailing by five. Powell across the timeline for Perigold. Her pass was knocked away, stolen by Gilbert. She's quickly back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. Partially blocked, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. It was last touched by Perigold, and Mountain Home will keep possession with 2:50 left of the half. 12-7, Mountain Home leading it. And it will be Yates triggering the inbound pass on the baseline. Yates throwing it up top to Penn. Over to Husky on the right side. She's going to pull up for the long three. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Taylor Beasley. She'll throw it out to Powell, who brings it into the front court. A little over 2.5 minutes left of this half. Ball goes up top to Dupuy. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Kelsey Dupuy with her first 3 points of the evening. Mountain Home's lead is cut to 2. 12-10 is our score with 2:24 left to the half. Here's Martin with the ball on the right side. Throws it up top to Yates. Now gives it to Penn. She has it between the circles. Over to Gilbert on the right. She'll take the screen. Throws it up top to Yates. Over on the left now goes Martin. She takes the pick from Yates. Drills up to the top. And she dribbled it off her knee. That is a double dribble. Fifth turnover against Mountain Home. Well, that's just a tough break there. 2:04 left to play in the first half. Perigold with the ball. Mountain Home up 12-10. Powell across the timeline for the Lady Rams. And her pass to Taylor Beasley was well wide of her. It goes out of bounds on the unforced turnover. Mount Zion will get it back with 1:54 left of the half. 2-point Lady Bomber lead. That is the eighth turnover against Perry Gould, five so far against Mountain Home. Husky across the half-court stripe for Mountain Home. Throws over on the right side to Martin. Now up top now to Gilbert. Over to Husky on the left. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And it's going to be a foul on Mountain Home. Kyra Penn with a little bump on the rebound. That is her first personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Bombers here in the first half. 1:36 left of the second quarter. 2-point Mountain Home lead. Pal into the front court for Perry Gould. She throws over on the right side to Taylor Beasley. Has the ball knocked away from her for a moment, but gets it back. Now throws up top to Hollis. Hollis's three-pointer will not go. Rebound, long rebound is controlled by Penn for a moment, but now she's going to be tied up, and it will be Perry Gould's basketball on the possession arrow. 1:15 left to play in the first half as Perry Gould will inbound once again. Taylor Beasley will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets it up top to Powell. Powell drills to the right side. Takes the screen from Dupuy and throws it up top to Hollis now. Over on the left side now to Taylor Beasley. Finds Benfield near the left corner. She drills out to the wing. Now dribbles up near the free throw line. Over on the right side now to Powell. Over to Hollis in the paint. She's going to pull up for the turnaround jumper. No good. And a foul's going to be called on the rebound. I believe they're going to get Aston Yates with a push-off. That is Yates' first personal foul, team foul number four against Mountain Home here in the first half. Zoe Beasley checking back in, replacing Kelsey Dupuy for Perry Gould. 51.9 seconds left of the half. 2-point Mountain Home lead. Inbound pass goes to Zoe Beasley in the paint. She puts up the shot, no good, but draws contact, and now she'll head to the free throw line. Kate Gilbert picks up her first personal foul, team foul number five against Mountain Home. So two shots for Zoe Beasley. First shot is up, no good. So the best she can hope for now is to cut Mountain Home's lead to a point. 48.2 seconds left of the first half. Second shot for Zoe Beasley is no good. She misses both. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Mountain Home. And Perry Gould will keep possession with 46.5 seconds left. 12-10, Lady Bombers on top. Mariah Hudson checking into the game for the first time tonight for Mountain Home as she replaces Kyra Penn. Hudson, a 5'6 sophomore. Benefield will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Taylor Beasley in the paint. She immediately puts up the jumper. No good. Offensive rebound for Benefield. Her layup will not go. Hollis gets another offensive rebound. This one will roll around and go in. Kalissa Hollis with 5 points. Second tie of the day, two lead changes as well. 31 seconds left of the half. We're knotted up at 12. Here is Husky with the ball up at the top. Mounts home, I think, is going to hold for the last shot of the period. 20 seconds left of the first half. Husky still dribbling near the half-court stripe. Now we're down to 10 seconds. Now they're going to start making a move pretty soon. Husky throws up top to Yates. Back over to Husky on the right side. She's going to pull up for the long three. No good. Yates with the offense rebound. She goes back up with it. We'll try to beat the buzzer. It does! Anson Yates will give Mountain Home the lead as the buzzer sounds to end the first half. Well, after two quarters of play, our score, Mountain Home leading Perry Gould 14-12. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, The Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.